Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did have a chance to speak with Michelle and also a few other people and look this over. There are a couple of problems. I am fully sympathetic with where this wants to go. Fully sympathetic with it. And parts of this I agree. But first of all, number one is problematic because the first of all, the DHRAs are not the time-limiting factor right now. They're not slowing the process down at all. Secondly, there are DHRA proposals that have come in from industry that we are going to be looking at a PDT meeting week after next, the 11th, I think it is. And the PDT has that's already on their agenda to look at these DHRAs that are industry proposals, and I need that to be done. So what we're doing is we're taking off the cuff DHRAs and throwing them into a motion without any thought to what they're going to be doing. So, but the main point is that the DHRAs are not the time-limiting factor. The other thing is, I'm not sure how this relates, and I'm confused as Tom is, with the groundfish input. That is not something that we wanted in the first place. It became evident more than a year ago that groundfish input was going to be required in order to get buy-in on the whole process. And now we've got that lined up. We've been trying to get the groundfish input for well over a year now. In fact, it's a year ago right now that we were told that we'd have it by May of last year. And it's just these crises keep stepping in the way. So the time-limiting factor right now is the groundfish input. It's not the DHRAs. And there's nothing on here that addresses that. And I would add to this motion, I can't vote for it the way it is, but if we could eliminate that number one, which is unnecessary, and then somehow put in here something that asks the RA for additional resources to get through this hump and get it done, then I could go with this. But we have to do something about the requirement for groundfish input. I don't know how this applies to that. And I wasn't clear. Tom doesn't seem like he's clear on it either. But the main thing is that right now the DHRAs are legally required a part of the amendment. Cut them at an advanced state of development. There's no need to start maneuvering and knocking them out and saying what they're going to be off the cuff without any consideration. But mainly it's just that they're simply not time-limiting, so there's no point in having that in there. But this needs – I sympathize completely with what it tries to do. We've been trying to get this done for a long time. Right now we need more resources. If we're going to get this done in a timely fashion, we need resources to get the groundfish part of it done. And right from the beginning, the only reason for putting the groundfish in as part of it and working with the groundfish committee was because we could not get buy-in from industry, nor should we have, without that part of it. So that my 5-minute analysis, that's what I see.
I talked with Andy during the break, and the closed area technical team essentially will be ready to present those alternatives to the council for the January meeting.
Thank you. I was given this task a few short weeks ago. We've had two technical team meetings, and we advanced a plan with a timeline to develop, analyze alternatives, habitat alternatives with respect to groundfish management, possibly develop some additional alternatives with respect to groundfish management within the omnibus amendment in order to make good scientific informed decisions. Our timeline is to work with the groundfish PDT and the committee to bring that forth to the council in January.
John Bullard.
I can't see it there, but I think Dave said ask the regional administrator. I think they're maybe the agency is better, because I think the resources may be at the Science Center as well as the regional office. So agency may be better word.
Yep. Paul Howard, then Dave Preble.
Just real quickly, thanks, Mr. Chairman. Dave, you mentioned a legal requirement for dedicated habitat research areas. I'm not aware of a legal requirement. I'm aware of a requirement that we scoped to consider it, and I don't see any problem with considering and rejecting. I don't think we're legally bound to do it at this time, but I may be wrong.
Mary Beth.
I had some similar thoughts, and perhaps what Dave was referring to is the goals and objectives in the amendment. And you simply, if you amend your goals and objectives, and that's all you need to do to meet that. I put number one in because when I look at the document, I don't see any alternatives for dedicated habitat research areas. I did read the meeting summary, and there was discussion at the meeting. But in my mind, if you haven't got alternatives yet, then that's time-consuming. And what we're trying to do is speed things up. I put in these two options because I know that they've been fleshed out a little bit more in some discussions, and they aren't specific because I haven't been part of those discussions. But, I mean, the alternative is take them all out. Don't do them at all. I think people would be unhappy by that. These two areas have been closed for a long period of time, so I'm assuming that wouldn't take the level of analysis that entirely new ones would. And it says stop. That's enough. The other alternative is just to take them out. If Andy is going to, his team is going to be ready to go in January, if we can have all that information come forward to both the Habitat Committee and the Groundfish Committee and have recommendations and add a day to our January Council meeting that's nothing but habitat, in which we say, okay, these are the finalized alternatives in this document. We're taking it out to public hearing. That's way better than the current timeline that the Habitat Amendment is in our binder, which would have us not making those decisions until the end of the year. I'd rather do it in the beginning of the year. We need to take some steps here. We need to move this along. And if anybody has some better ideas, I'm open to that. But so far, all I'm hearing is, oh, no, we've got to keep with this timeline, do it this way. Well, I think people are very unhappy with that. We need to figure out how to do it faster, so this is an option.
Dave Preble.
Yeah, thank you. And then, as I said before, I'm thoroughly on board with that idea. And I think that we need to be immediately scoping through the next 2 months, if we have to, 3 months, in order to make sure that we can have the kind of meetings that we need at the times when we need them, rather than having to wait through that whole process. And the idea of having one-day committee meetings, I agree with Mary Beth completely on. I mean, not committee, council meetings. I agree with Mary Beth completely on that. We're going to need at least one, maybe two of those that are not on the schedule at this time. As far as the DHRAs, they are on. There are a couple of places where they're referenced. There's reference to them in Magnuson. I don't have that in front of me, but there's also the rules that were put in place to administer the 98 law on page 2378 of the Federal Register. I have that in front of me. That the evaluation should establish research closure areas or other measures to evaluate the impact or other measures to evaluate the impacts of fishing activities on EFH. We need to be able to the actions that we take so that 5 years down the line we can't get into this situation where we have closures that 5-10 years later we don't know if they worked or not. That's just not acceptable. We have to be able to measure the effects of what we do, and we have not done that in the past, and that is, in fact, now a requirement. I'll find it in Magnuson. I've got it in here somewhere. But at any rate, the DHRA is just simply not a time-limiting factor right now. In fact, Vito was up here a little while ago. They've got some in line, and there's another one that isn't mentioned up here that's in an area that's been long closed. It isn't going to be opened, and that isn't mentioned in here. And that all has to be – this is off the fly. This has got to be refined in order to get it right. So I can't support it right now, but I like the idea, but I can't support this the way it is.
David Pearson.
Well, I assume we're working on the motion that's before us and not the perfected motion that has a question mark next to it. So there is no perfection on this motion, correct? Okay. Then I would, there's no perfection on this motion. We're dealing with the one that's on the screen right now. I would suggest that we need to be respectful of the Stellwagen Bank National Marine Sanctuary in terms of what they are doing in concert with the Habitat Committee and also with the fishing industry. And I say that because right now the language says to one area in the current Western Gulf of Maine. I assume that means the current Western Gulf of Maine closure. And I believe that the Sanctuary Office is looking at a slight modification to that, once again working with the fishing industry. So I could support this motion with one modification, and that would be to provide us with some flexibility regarding the Western Gulf of Maine. So I would move to amend just to strike the word current. Okay. I think Mary Beth said that it's a friendly.
Yes.
So Mary Beth is considering that to be a friendly. Just strike the word current. Okay, one area in the Western. That doesn't.
Okay. Let's put them in front. Doug Grubb. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, as a member of the Habitat Committee, I do think we're getting a little bit too hung up on these dedicated habitat research areas. And talking with Michelle, at our last meeting, we were going to have those options ready for the next Habitat Committee meeting in October / November, whenever that is. And talking to Michelle at the break, they're going to be ready for us to make decisions at that meeting, which we could then bring to the council in whatever subsequent council meeting. Dave was right. The limiting factor here is looking at the ground fish closed areas looked at, and it sounds like we will have that by the January council meeting. What I see is that one-day council meeting, which I think is a good idea too, because of such a high importance, something that we think this council has stated many, many times is the top importance. Maybe that could come between the January and April council meeting to try and expedite it, if depending on what happens in January. But the habitat research areas, we're going to make a decision on them in October, November. The groundfish closed area analysis is going to happen in is going to be presented to us in January. So that's when we need to start trying to expedite things. Limiting us to how many we're going to have, we may decide to have zero. We may decide to have three. It doesn't make any difference. We're going to make a decision that we will bring to the council here at our October-November meeting.
Dempsey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think Doug makes a lot of sense, and I'm certainly not prepared to determine, I don't think any of us really are, whether one's needed, two's needed, where they should be. I just don't feel like I know enough to make that decision. I do agree with Doug also that scheduling a one-day full dedicated meeting to deal with this as soon as possible, that makes perfect sense, and I have no problem with the third bullet. I bring a motion to amend and simply eliminate the first bullet there.
You're seconding that, Dave? We'll let you second it, Matt. he's already up there. Yes, Dave.
Yeah, what that leaves is the scheduling of the one-day council meeting, and this says that it would be following the Habitat Advisors PDT meeting. Does that mean, I don't know what that means, does that mean the one on the 11th of October? I'm not sure what that means. And I guess
after that meeting.
So it can be a month or two after that. Okay.
if it's better to have it in late January, as Doug was saying, I think Doug makes an excellent point. Do it when we can make it work. I mean, the way this has been written, it doesn't help us. We need to move fast, and all this thing does is hobble us. I think that Tom's amendment is a good one.
Very bad.
Well, the process of choosing the habitat research areas, it could be done rather quickly. I think a lot of the work, has been presented to the Habitat Committee on some of the parameters around that. But the more alternatives you add to the document, the longer it takes to get done. It's the analysis. How long does the analysis take if you have, four different alternatives for habitat research areas? That's the part that I'm concerned about, not the committee making, choices on it. It's the workload that goes into having a document ready to go, having a document that's ready to go out to public hearings. And I think that, my preference would have been for this meeting to happen more quickly than January. But then when you mention April, it's like, again, let's add a few more months. And we'll just be on the regular timeline that we're on now that nobody finds acceptable, making final decisions in November. So I prefer personally, my preference would be to take them out, not do them, stop. Let's work on the workload that we have before us and not bother with dedicated habitat research areas at all. However, I think that people who have been working on it and feel that this is important would be very disappointed by that. So that is why I put number one in there. So I don't support the proposed amendment.
Dave Gatham.
Yeah, I think my question's for Tom. I'm actually more concerned with the second bullet, because scheduling a one-day council meeting, if we haven't got the groundfish analysis done, is basically a waste of a day. My major concern with this motion is that we have tried very carefully to keep habitat and groundfish together. That the habitat area is closed to see, when the groundfish area is open, to keep everybody's feet to the fire here. And if we get into a situation where habitat area is closed before groundfish area is open, you want to talk about something that's going to slow this down. It'll screech right to a halt right then and there, because the industry will dig its heels in and never budge. So, again, my question to him is our groundfish analysis is not going to be done till the same time as Andy's work. Is that the end of January? Is that what we're looking at?
Yes.
Okay.
I think what Andy said was ready for the January council meeting. I guess I'm a little unclear here on what we mean by area management alternatives. If the idea here is to finally come out with, and forgive me if you've already done this, Michelle, because I've lost track the last couple of weeks. If you're talking about holding this meeting to come up with what the habitat issues are, then this might actually be helpful. But I don't know that, we certainly won't have the groundfish piece of this ready in time for the Habitat Advisors PDT meeting in November or October.
It's in October. So my personal preference, quite frankly, would be to have the whole thing withdrawn and let us get on with doing our work. But, that's up to the maker and seconder of the motion or the amended motion or something. We always do our best work after 5 at night, and it looks like we're headed for that yet again.
Matt? I mean, there's another issue involved in this, that we've got a research priority, we've got changing closed areas, and this is one instance where we've got industry, the sanctuary, and council and services working together. I think that's an important initiative. I think we need to just simply circumvent that right now would be, I just think it sets a wrong tone. It doesn't acknowledge the importance of industry input into this research agenda and protocol. I just think it would be not only offensive but counterproductive. Peter Kendall.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To Mary Beth's point, I would like to ask Michelle and Andy, how much time, extra time is that if there are multiple alternatives to research areas? Is that going to slow it down even more?
So the guidance that the Habitat Committee has given to the PET is that they want to see research areas that sort of capitalize and piggyback on habitat management areas that we're already analyzing. So with the exception of maybe the idea of a research area in and around closed area one, everything that's on the table as far as the PDT is concerned, which we're going to talk about at that meeting on the 10th, is in areas that we're already analyzing and evaluating and looking at anyway. So yes, there is additional work associated with, you know, doing a full evaluation of each new dedicated habitat research area, but they're in areas we're studying, characterizing, and assessing the costs and benefits of anyhow. So I think it's somewhat marginal.
Anyone else?
Well, just a follow-up to that, I see Andy raising his hand too. So that means that's all going to be analyzed and presented to us by the January Council meeting?
In terms of habitat research, I don't think it makes much difference to the groundfish conservation analysis relative to the habitat areas and reopening areas that exist now. What would I think this motion partly addresses another concern, though, that at the present time you have habitat management areas that have been identified by the SASE model and the Habitat Committee, but they really haven't been codified into a set of alternatives. Obviously, one alternative is a status quo, and another alternative is all of the areas together. But there's variations in between. At the present time, the groundfish effort, the technical team, wouldn't know which habitat management alternatives to analyze because they have not been effectively identified yet. So if this helps that process a little bit, that would help the technical team work as well. Anyone else? Terry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This has been a very good discussion. I'm comfortable with the motion to amend because we have this date locked in with the AP and the PDT. The committee did limit the dedicated research areas to three. It's one more than the two that was in the original motion. Industry that was present at that committee meeting had already had ideas they wanted to put on the table. I don't think that is going to add any more time, and it probably will make a more complete document.
Anyone else? Call the question. All those in favor of the motion to amend. 14. Opposed. 2. Abstention. 0. The motion to amend carries. We're on the main motion as amended. Further discussion. Paul Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to get the clear intent, even if the groundfish work isn't done, we're going to have a one-day council meeting following.
Very good.
Well, in our back and forth with staff and their timeline, and because there's no date specific here, and the meeting is to choose the area management alternatives, if they're ready to go in January, I think we should sync those things up so we're doing it all together. So it seems like that would be all right. I mean, because this is not date specific.
And
January would, I mean, December's better next year, but if that's the best we can do, then that's still moving things along much faster than the current timeline. So,
anything further? Dave Cason.
I hate to belabor, but it would seem to me to have it say that then after the groundfish, the closed area technical committee or whatever has completed its work, something like that, so that we know exactly when we're scheduling this and what it is we're gonna do. I just don't want to have a one-day council meeting and not be doing something substantive. You know, having a one-day council meeting to do the habitat alternatives, I don't think is substantive. I think we can do that in far less than a day to deal with the groundfish mortality closures and the habitat areas.
that's probably at least a day. So, personally, I'd like to see this be a little more specific, but actually a lot more specific than it is.
I mean, right at the moment, it would make sense to add a day to the January meeting that is dedicated to this one thing.
Well, then it seems to me it should say that so that we're clear. As long as I have the floor, I think that would also set a kind of a time certain deadline for staff that you know you got to have it ready by then, and let everybody else know as well that momentous things are going to happen on this day in January.
Is that all right with those making this motion to be? Okay, without objection. Anything further? Call the question. All those in favor of the motion as amended. 16 in favor. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.